All right, hello. Listen, y'all, this is weird.
All right, how did you make that flat?
I wouldn't turn it down. Let's just put it that way.
Remember the singer Blue Cantrell? In 2014, Blue was placed in custody after being seen running in the streets, claiming to have been poisoned. Some speculate that her career took a downturn due to rumors surrounding Jay-Z.
I have a big crush on him, I'll tell you that much. I really like him, though. And I don't care who he's dating. I always had a crush on him.
How did you make that flat?
I wouldn't turn it down. Let's just put it that way.
Remember the singer Blue Cantrell?
Stop.
In 2014, Blue was placed in custody after being seen running in the...
Okay. So they're saying Blue Cantrell was running the street in 2014, which is 10 years ago, and she should be poisoned, and her career turned down. And I'm going to be honest with you, what would turn her career down, I love me some Blue Cantrell, I'm not here to bash her, was when she did the Playboy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because she was trying to push, and I love the fact she had that drive to get people to like her music. Because you remember this song, the Blue Cantrell song? Hold on, I want everyone to hear this song. Blue Cantrell, you know what style. Blue Cantrell. Blue Cantrell. You remember the song? Hello. I hate commercials on YouTube.
Oh, here comes the bread guy. Come on. If you save nearly $750 like this, imagine what we could get.
While he was beaming, I was beaming in the beamer, just beaming. Can't believe that I call my men cheating. So I found another way to make
yeah,
it pay
song.
For it all.
That's my
so
song.
I went to the market on shopping spree. And on the way I rapped fully in the Mia. And as the cash box rang, I thought everything away. There goes the dreams we used to say. There goes the times we spent away. There goes the love I have, but you cheated on me, and that's for that now. There goes the house we made a home. There goes you'll never leave me alone. For all the lies you told, this is what you own.
And ladies, when the man gonna get the files, let's go and get the style.
Okay, I remember that. That was 2001. And Jay-Z was for Beyonce. Remember? H to the Izzo, H to the Eze. Everybody knew that Beyonce and Jay-Z was dating because of that song. Okay, I'll forget. I'm a hustler, baby. I want you. I remember the era. That was 2001, baby. Oh, Lord. I was 21, 22. And then sadly, Aaliyah died. The year we had 9/11, and also Foxy Brown's uncle, who he's Caucasian or mixed Caucasian, look white. I don't know. He got into another plane crash that happened in Brooklyn the same year, and then also what's her name from LaBooch? I forgot her name. She her name is similar to the black skin chick from Pussycat Dolls, PCD, Melanie from LaBooch, okay? She got into a car accident in Switzerland, and I do believe that Frank Farian and Clyde Davis, but anyway, so Blue Cantrell was popping. And then when she came out with Breathe, with Sean Paul, the song was good, but it wasn't as him up a style. You know what I'm saying? you know, and she had snippets of her album on it, singing Hip Hop Style. You must be lying, you must be cheating, you must be out of your mind. You remember the song? That would have been a next hit right after Hip Hop Style, because it was time when people were cheating, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And people were getting breakups, people being passed over around. About that thing. It was that time, okay? So many stories, people cheating, going to a club, people fighting in the park, about to shoot each other over who did who was going with who. You mess with my man. Remember the song? Don't mess with my man. You leave my girl alone. There'll be some problems. You know what I'm saying? And then even that song, the club is jumping. My girl's not here, you know what I'm saying? My man's not here, you know what I'm you lazy, I leave your man at home. Yeah, that's all, okay. Beyonce was young at the time. She barely was 18. She turned 20 that year, okay? I'm not gonna talk about the conspiracy, whether she set Aaliyah up. No, I debunk that theory. It does seem real because on the group, the song Diva, she said the passion on her plane. Okay, but I don't see her being jealous of Aaliyah because she already popped. Aaliyah had popped when Brandy and Monica back in 95, 94. Okay, so she's a couple years, she's saying we just been talking about Aaliyah. She's not the same rank with Beyonce. Beyonce was like by Britney Spears, Christian Aguilera, Pink, you know what I'm saying? Right, you know what I'm saying? That was their era, you know what I'm saying? So I can see it was just between all four of them, you know, and Maya. Well, Maya came later before, Maya came in 98, yeah, 97, 8, you know, but Lee was already, you know, she wasn't a single like Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? What I see, the reason why, and I'm gonna say this, I did do a podcast about that. The reason why she was killed is because R. Kelly was still blowing up. And that's why Jay-Z, in my opinion, departed from R. Kelly. They just been on the Epstein Island, okay? You know what I'm saying? Fiesta, that's on Epstein Island, right? And he didn't want that to mess with his business because that Foxy Brown controversy, you know what I'm saying? So Jay-Z is a businessman, so he dumped R. Kelly off way. Then R. Kelly, this Parker's niece, the urination of, you know, the Satan ritual, the warehouse deal, as the former Saints like King called it, that came in. That was being exposed on the black market in Chicago. So R. Kelly about to go down because this is a 14-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. And they already had a record of a being married to him when she was 15 years old. That's why she was to save R. Kelly's career. Thank you. In High Williams, I believe I can fly. You know, a black and Latino fake brother, because the African American and Latino spark in the lunch on High Williams. High Williams, you know, Harold High Williams. Yeah. Everybody said that movie Buffy had satanic imagery. Okay. Well, he directed that movie. Buffy, yeah, he directed Buffy. He also, well, I can't believe, because this song with Christina Aguilera, I'm Not Myself Tonight, it was like when they all do an orgy at a church, that's blasphemy. That's blasphemy. It's very blasphemy. It seems to be in my zone. So that's why I believe this man Santana, talking about High Williams. Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's a spiritual murder. It was. It did a witchcraft spell, a death spell for her to die. Okay. Because he was trying to say, R. Kelly was trying to say his spirit, because he knew they had the tape link. Oh, we all heard about the R. Kelly story with Aaliyah, and it involved magazine exposed the record, you know, she signed an NDA not to say anything about it. That's the reason why she kept denying it. Remember, she signed an NDA. She used NDA protection fake orders, like somebody I know personally does, to shut someone up when they do it. So that's why. But that being said, I don't think that Beyonce had Aaliyah killed. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I'm sorry. Because she's not in the same rank as Aaliyah. Aaliyah was already established. She was saving Brandy. You know what you know, Monica. That was their era. Brandy Monica, who else was involved? 702, you know, that was that era. When it came to Beyonce, it was Britney Spears, Christy Aguilera, you know what I'm saying? You know, Willa Ford, Cena Candy, I forgot her name, Mandy Moore, yeah. I see Aaliyah, Anne-Marie, yeah, Anne-Marie, and Kelly, well, they're on Kelly Hilson. I do see competition with that, and maybe Maya. Yeah, Maya. Yeah, Maya. I don't see Beyonce competition with Aaliyah. Yeah, they're both talented and both beautiful. I don't see. I think that Lee was killed because it's R. Kelly's career, because he did not like the fact that if the tape out is out, he'll remember that story about him and Marilyn. Okay, well, I just want to see that they had to be clear. Okay, it was a Santana murder. It was. Because they've been doing witchcraft, they've been doing voodoo and occult practices. I'm an ex-warlock. I was doing witchcraft and voodoo at 9, 10, 11, and 12 years old, late 80s, early 90s. Did not know it was evil. Did not know it was bad. You know, just someone set me down and explained to me how wrong it was. I left them off. Okay. So, but I can tell on the esoterical level, they said that I have to get killed. Okay, and Hype Williams, you know he have not hard directed. He directed that song against Lil Kim, "City Hope" by Nicki Minaj, and he directed, you know, was in Christian Aguilera's "I Remember Tonight." You know that blasphemy where they all like having sex in a church somewhere. It was very satanic imagery at that song. I love Christian Aguilera. I ain't think they'll show that part. So, they haven't said, but you don't hardly hear anything from Hype Williams because he knows he's in hot water. He's guilty. So, but with Lil Contrell, she said she loved, who didn't want Jay-Z? No, y'all say he ugly. One thing I know is people who feel pro-black. For the people, y'all don't want to say the man's ugly because his features. Jay-Z was hot in the media, okay, no homo. We can't, okay, like, you know, what hard not life. Girls love Jay-Z, okay? I don't know what y'all, you know, he was a Fox Brown. Ain't no N, I know what I got in the best song. I don't want to say the N word here. Ain't no need that one I got. You know that song? Okay, well, Fox Brown was on that track, okay? Back in 96. We came up to Can I Get a Whoop? What about Rush Hour? But who did not like that song? Can I Get a Whoop? Okay. Well, Emil, okay. Mio is the bright one, the light skin one. Yeah, she fought white and black. Yeah, she was in that song. Can I get a what? High class. Yeah, I remember, baby. Who did not watch that video? I watched that video so many times. Can I get a what? That's my song. I love Mr. Jay-Z. Can I get a what? That's my song. And Mio was my favorite. I was in love with Mio. Jihu, Jihuan, Jihu. What? Yep, yeah, I remember. So Jay-Z was popping in late 90s. Who did not want, what woman did not like Jay-Z? They didn't hear. No, Jay-Z was popping. You know, so that's why Lou Contrell is a beautiful woman, okay? She's a beautiful woman back in the day. And she's going to complain right now. If she saw somebody ugly, you think she would say she want them? Jay-Z, no homo, is a handsome brother. Jay-Z look who he is sometimes. Okay, he's a handsome, camel-collected brother, right? And when he was in his prime, what woman would go with him? He had money. He was a former drug dealer. He know how to make money without selling dope. So who would even want to go with y'all? You know, y'all say that now, but back in 2000, in the early 90s, late 90s, you can say that. He was popping hard now, like, for us. And actually, I like he got that any song because he put people of accuracy on video because it relate to people in the hood. You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with every Jay-Z's actions, but he's talented. And you know how to make his money. You know how to make that money. I don't agree with everything he does, but yeah. But and I do agree with him. He interfered with the protests. I mean, I'm a Catholic and all that, but I had to read with Jay-Z who were my protest. Everybody called him cool. No. He had a plan. Remember Beyonce performed when she came perform for Super Bowl and she came up with a formation. Everybody was mad about that with the Black Panthers and Michael X performance. Remember she did that with Bruno Mars and Coldplay. Like, okay, well then, you know how Jay-Z let his wife do that, okay? Everybody was mad, racist folks mad, Beyonce for making that stance on her second performance at the Super Bowl, okay? So, Jay-Z know how to get the plan. He said, we kept our protests, we done with protests. And I'm glad he said it because we found out Black Lives Matter. I'm for black, the message of Black Lives Matter, but the group was stealing money. Patrice was stealing, Alicia Garza was stealing that doggone money, okay? That's all it is. Scamming people. Taking for money, people suffering, poor these violence, you know, here to take their money. Yeah, and spend on her baby and her love. Come on now, her little love. Come on now. Come on. That's why he said what he said. Cause you know about behind all those trees, Raj and them lying. Trees were her down on stupid names, crazy. I was cousin and crazy B.I. Anyway, that's why he said what he said. I don't agree with everything that Jay-Z does, but he had a point. Who protests what? We got people stealing money and people getting shot by police and they steal money. Black Lives Matter, the group was stealing money and spent on their baby daddy and girlfriend. Spending money on their baby. Patrice Broad, what her name is, she was doing witchcraft. She was. Patrice Broad was doing some witchcraft, some Santa Lea witchcraft. And she was spending that money on her girlfriend, her lover, and her baby daddy. They probably got together these three ways. Okay. So anyway, y'all say that Beyonce has something to do. Luke Cottrell's departure from the industry. No, I disagree. Because Beyonce was younger than Luke Cottrell. Luke Cottrell, I was shocked she was a 70 baby. I thought she was her first. I thought she was 196 because she has that older look. But she don't look old, but she had the mature woman look. You know what I'm saying? She's like a 23-year-old gentleman, a 33-year-old woman that actually she can sing and be on the wrong older folks' charts. You know what I'm saying? Like we used to do when she was young, okay? And the adult contemporary, right? So, Beyonce, Luke Cottrell, what messed up her career, I don't think anyone said her as beautiful talent doing Playboy. That's what messed up her career up. And now she out there, boys, I'm not making fun because I'm being gang stalked and stuff, so I'm trying to study stuff, being having stalking right now, you know, I'm homeless. But let me say something to you. You messing with the demons. Well, I don't like Bill Cosby more. Everyone know Bill Cosby and Hugh Hefner and Jeff Epstein were friends.
Yeah, they were.
Actually, were neighbors. Jeff Epstein, Bill Cosby, and Hugh Hefner were neighbors. And they were out there sex trafficking and messing with onions. Yeah, they were. Okay? And you go to Hugh Hefner, who was evil and demonic. We thought he was a playboy. We did not know behind closed doors of Playboy magazine. We did not know that this is satanic stuff. She got involved in that mess. And that's what messed up her career. She is beautiful, blue construction. She didn't need to do no Playboy. See, that's something like Sexy Red would do. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not bad, Sexy Red, but Cardi B, Megan, that's what they do. Blue Control had that dope, mature woman persona. She didn't, you know, take no clothes for a Playboy. That was messed up her career. Now she boys. She met from them demons. Them demons. Mm-hmm. The majority, they said people in porn who control the porn industry are saints. And then with the spell on Blue Control. And she did that, Yeah. She took her clothes off Playboy and messed up her career. That's what messed up her career. That's why she on the street poison. Yeah, she must did something with them demons. Since people see them saints in the entertainment industry and adult entertainment industry must did something to her. And I wish bad luck on her, God rest her soul, to help her out. But I didn't hear anything because she had talent. She was so desperate to be famous to the point she didn't do anything to be famous, even sacrifice somebody. That's she was that desperate to do anything to go against her morals. That's what messed her career up. See, she ain't gonna mess her morals up. She have that tendency to stay grounded like Madonna. Like Madonna did everything and said, but she staying grounded. One thing Madonna all up what she did. Madonna was mature and nasty at the same time, and she staying her ground. She wouldn't let no man around her while she do these things. Lil Contrell was doing this thing. She better came in the industry. Her song hit him style was popping in 2001. Yeah, I was singing that song, but I had the single, CD single, I'll get back in 2001. Boy, shout out to my mom. I showed it back in June of 2001. I don't forget. I showed everybody that single. And so I'll pop that song to everybody. That's my song. Da, 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 da. She had a voice, and that could carry her, but though, you gonna do Playboy right after you just got in the industry. Unless you're talking about sex, like Sexy Red or something, or Lil' Kim or something, or you know, slut type of topless, you know what I'm saying? Cardi B. Yeah, that fits you. But you're talking about breakups and relationships, and you're talking about clean, your majority of music is clean. You don't have anything vocal in music. So you're doing Playboy, it's not Bandy Six. Well, Venice back this when she did Prince in Motown, and she did Playboy, you know, being the same nasty girl from Vanity 6, trying to clean her image up. This is Lil Contrell, who had a good image. And that Playboy tape did not fit her. I was against it. I was. Because it's not the type of woman. You know what I'm saying? She could tell she has class. She wanted to do anything dirty to get famous so she gets some fame. And it didn't work. It didn't work. And now she on the street. Poets talking about something. Poets had her cuss 2014. So, and she, somebody put a spell and put Miss Pop pussy in her drink and got on drugs, put a witchcraft or voodoo, said things. That's why I looked at her food. And she not here. She not in style no more. She can't hit up in style no more. Okay, no offense, but I'm just saying. But she had talent. You don't need to go playboy for what? That's what sluts go to. Thoughts. And if a woman a thought, she go, you know what I'm saying? Like a Sexy Red or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's Madonna. That's what you know what I'm saying? Britney Spears, she trying, you know what I'm saying? Trying. Because Britney Spears, she can dance, but she don't have a single talent. Christina Aguilera didn't need that, because she has talent. Yeah, she, her voice, you know what I'm saying? What's called it? Lil Contrell. Because I'm trying to find out more about her. Because I didn't know she was on the street and she was 2014 and Laws got her for, since she was being poisoned. And she's beautiful. Lil Contrell, fine. You know what I'm saying? She's a fine mixed race black woman. You know what I'm saying? Her mom white. But she don't need to do all that. She don't need to do all that. She don't. Her birthday coming up, y'all. She be 48 tomorrow. Yeah, her happy early birthday to Lil Contrell. Okay. She is African American, German Italian. Okay. Her real name is Tiffany Cobb. Tomorrow on 60, she'll be 48, y'all. Okay, so is it a person she's taken custody by police for psychological evaluation on September 3rd, 2014. She was seen running around the streets of Santa Monica at around 2 a.m. screaming that someone had poisoned her with gas. Contrell, according to witnesses, went to a berserk and referred to herself as one hit wonder, questioning authorities whether they recognized her or when her erratic behavior failed to see someone call the police. She was taken to a nearby hospital and was evaluated by the medics. Okay, so 2013, she reported she was working on her studio album. 2016, she told Fuse that she still worked on a new album. Despite of U.S. success after her one big hit, Cantrell continues to perform in Austria and Europe. Okay, so she doing good. I hit the VOA man like she was just done since 2014. She's doing her Tina Turner. She doing her Tina Turner doing Australia. If you're an American artist, you're gonna make money outside the United States. She's not gonna make money in the United States. The next other person who after you, you know, is gonna make that money. So it best be like Tina Turner did, she went to Europe and blew up again. But I, you know what I'm saying? So kudos to Blue Cantrell. Blue Cantrell, I mean, so she's doing well. So I don't know why I didn't put that on video that she's not in Australia and Europe doing well. She's not doing bad. She ain't. But in 2014, but I told you she was a good gas. Yeah, I would, and I wouldn't be shocked because you got people who are satanic, you know, who put gas in your food. Only put seed, put all type of pure, put all type of witchcraft stuff on your food. However, like I say, ever since she went to Playboy Street, that's what messed her career up. She didn't need that. That was Sexy Red, all the other. Okay, thank you. And Cardi B, you know, she didn't do all that. She got respect for herself. Okay, so she worked with Sean Puffco. Okay, she worked with Sean Puffco. Okay, that makes sense. Because he's the evil. So Blue Bittersweet. Okay, she signed with Arista. Okay, hold up. Whoa. She signed with Clyde Davis. She signed with Santana Clyde Davis. So that's another why she went butt naked. She went around, you know, screaming, talking about some choice of the Davis. That's why she signed with Santana Clyde Davis. Okay, so answer the question. When last time Blue Cantrell performed? Y'all want to find out? Actually, it's okay. Disappeared. It's on Unilad.com. Unilad.com. Okay. She had a crush with Beyonce, but I don't think that she has a little Beyonce. No, I believe that she left because she not. It could be Jay-Z. I might be, but you went with Clyde Davis. Yeah, that's the same. Let's. You need to play clothes off Playboy. Mm-hmm. Look at that. Okay. But anyway, this is a happy early birthday. I'm not talking about, you know, her birthday was just tomorrow. Tomorrow's her birthday. She'll be 48 years old. Shout out to Blue Cantrell. Make sure you be successful in her life. And do it in her sky, like team term. Okay. But just to let y'all know, no, I don't think that Beyonce, y'all blame Beyonce for every doggone thing. Leave Beyonce alone. Beyonce ain't worried about that life. Beyonce ain't worried about that life. Okay. You say to that. Yo, to that. Mmm. Jay-Z cheat on her. To that. Okay, thank you. I ain't sorry. What? Big enough. I ain't sorry. I ain't worried about you. Okay, thank you. She ain't worried about Jay-Z. Like that she loved Jay-Z. You know, but y'all, stop. I'll be missing.